Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Browns, OTAs continue. Tomorrow, the media gets to see more of the Cleveland Browns. And yet, we find ourselves having to talk about the Cleveland Browns we should not expect to see. As Mary Kay Cabot joined the Midday Boys earlier today and talked about what, maybe just maybe, what the Browns are preparing their fans for.
There is not one time where we ever have a discussion about the quarterbacks where they don't slide his name in there somehow, some way. So I think they're trying to prepare the fan base for the notion that, okay, maybe this isn't 100% over yet, or maybe there is some other kind of method to their madness where they want others in the league to see that he's working really, really hard to come back.
All right. Specific to what she said at the start there, JP.
Yeah.
There's no way you can actually prepare Browns fans for the idea that Deshaun could play again for the Cleveland Browns. Nothing you do now or in the coming months will actually suffice to the fury that will happen if he actually sees the field this year. That said, you do have to try.
And that's it. Like I do think it's working in many ways, because I think a lot of fans had completely closed that door shut. I remember just even a couple months ago having the conversation there's a world where you just have enough injuries and he ends up getting out there. And people were not very responsive to that thought process. Now, it's obviously because they don't like Deshaun. Nobody likes Deshaun. But if they're paying him all this money, I guess you got to tell people what the expectations could be.
So the thing with Deshaun is it's not as simple, from my vantage point, it's not as simple as they just don't like Deshaun. It's they don't like the ugliness that has come with Deshaun as well.
You mean the fans?
Yeah, the fans. Yeah. So it's not as simple. There are people who just, what he was accused of and then his failure on the field is just, he's become Voldemort.
You can cut it both ways. If you're one of those people, and I tend to be, separate the art from the artist, all right, football perspective alone, he's too injured and sucks at football.
Well, and I think there's a part of it, and this is the same thing as the Sashi wars, the same thing as the Baker wars. Guys, it's a valid conversation of how bad the Browns screwed this all up. They traded the wrong quarterback, even though Baker wasn't worth $50 million a year. He hadn't been paid that, and Baker's worked out, and the plan you went with didn't work out. So no matter what the logic was going in, one thing worked out that wasn't supposed to, and one thing that was supposed to work out didn't work out. And culminated in the biggest failure in the history of the Cleveland Browns in the Deshaun trade. So the reason why I bring all that up, but people still get pissed if you talk about Baker. And it's guys, it's valid conversation. And the same thing goes with Deshaun. I think there are people who have that anger just about Deshaun specifically and all the other stuff. I think there are people who just, the conversation is never a civil conversation. That conversation has gotten to a point where, and the Baker point reached this, the Sashi stuff, where when Deshaun Watson has spoken, it always leads to a negative conversation, meaning people arguing about a guy who, even if you're ambivalent about him, you end up having some sort of opinion because of the stink of failure for the Cleveland Browns.
Well, but it never becomes the argument where it's like, no, I think Deshaun is actually good at football. It just becomes can we one up each other in how much we both dislike Deshaun Watson?
There actually are people out there who still
I don't believe it to be true. There might be like five people on Twitter that thinks Deshaun Watson can still do something, and I would bet four of them have the last name Watson if we actually search the IP address. Throw out the number, yeah. If I can find three Deshaun Watson supporters in the phone lines right now that genuinely actually believe that he is a good NFL quarterback and will be something for either the Browns or another team, I will lay down my sword. I will be flabbergasted. I don't think they exist.
216-474-0092. He's putting out the clarion call. If you're still a Deshaun, Watson warrior. If you're still a Watson warrior and believe the Browns have failed him and they're still good football.
How could they?
I guess we want to hear from you, but,
think about it. Like, I think there's people, and I know it. I know it because I saw it and listen, not that everything exists on Twitter, obviously, because that's not great, but I saw people angry at the fact that Mary Kay in that clip was even making the suggestion that he's around other Browns players, and other Browns players are being supported by Deshaun Watson and being taught by Deshaun Watson.
Which the Browns have gone out of their way to tell you, by the way.
People get mad about that.
Kevin has made... Well, but to me, that's just the toxicity of the situation, and I guess like maybe to flip this from how we originally talked about it, it is an absolutely futile... And I hope the Browns know this. Right? Like, this is a futile thing.
By the way, hey, Matt, can you get me a phone line record? Because I can't just click on the thing and let it play the phone line. Can we have that in the system? Because that's what we have right now in the phone bank for Watson Warriors.
Yet. I'm not going to take a shot. They're taking time. They're taking time to really ponder their points.
Group?
That's where we're going to go.
They're still playing it.
216. Yeah, that's what they are. Much like Deshaun, they're going to take 3 years to answer to call in. 216-474-0092, Watson Warriors. I hope the Browns do understand. There's nothing you can do. There's no amount of normalizing the idea that Deshaun will step foot on the field ever again that will actually stop Browns fans from having what will be a toxic, messy, uneven, adult temper tantrum style response if you put that guy on the field again. I hope they know that. Like, I'm not saying that you can draw up reasons why you think it makes sense. And listen, the Browns have to do it because you have to try. You have to say you tried if you're the PR team.
Well, you got to give people some sense of a warning.
I hope you know that week 8 or week 17, if he sees the field again,
okay, but is the warning enough to even bad enough to begin with, though?
What do you mean?
Like, think about it. Like, the fact that if they're giving us these warnings, as Mary Kay says, where it's like they're letting us know, they're putting it into our brains that this is a possibility because they want, if it happens, they want us to not feel like it completely sideswiped and blindsided everybody, okay? Isn't that bad enough? Because that means that it is very much on the table that we get to a spot into what you're describing where he actually does see the field.
I mean, theoretically, 1% means it's on the table.
Well, we don't still know what think the percent...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I still think it's a pretty low probability that Deshaun ever sees the field in Cleveland. Actually, in the NFL again. Well,
If they're talking about it, and they're as Mary Kay again as she's putting it, whereas if they're preparing the fan base at the idea that it is a possibility, then I would think it has to be larger than 1%. But that means they've wasted and spent time this offseason discussing what exactly that plan is for Deshaun, and there is a plan out there that exists where he sees the field.
The threat will always be 1% or higher as long as he is actually on a roster. And as long as he is in the building, in meetings, the threat is there. So there's nothing the Browns can do about that because they literally cannot cut him right now. So I guess the Browns are just kind of doing what they have to do, which is he's in those meetings and he's doing things. And we're happy to have him because you don't have any other choice.
Now, Barry Kay thinks it's deeper than that, though, because she talked about how they're intentionally putting his name into all of these conversations.
Oh, no. So it could be. But I tend to think, as of right now, it's covering all bases. Could there be scenarios in the wheel of possibilities that at some point it becomes advantageous to throw him out there on the field again, including if they just run out of other quarterbacks? Yeah.
Now, well, that's what I want to know.
I'd like to remind the Browns, you could just still sign Jeff Driscoll. You could just go out there and get yourself a modern-day Bruce Gradkowski or Ken Dorsey and just grind this one out at the end of the season if you're a bad football team.
I'd respect it a lot more if they ended up going through. We just went through four quarterbacks and everyone's injured, and then they just go out there and just get some slappy instead of letting Deshaun do an audition for the rest of the NFL.
Yeah, and here's the thing. There's only two things that I think would happen with the Deshaun thing. Meaning, let's say it's all your quarterbacks. You get hurt or whatever. And you get to, let's go 4 weeks to go, four games to go. And you have to have a new quarterback. You have to go to quarterback 5. All right? Deshaun's healthy. He comes off the IR. There's only two ways that goes. One, he continues to be who he's been. And it just falls so far apart, and he actually helps you get the number one pick. The other is, he's just flawless. He wins four games, and then you get one step farther away from a quarterback next year, and then you have to have the Deshaun conversation all over again. And I think that's the number one reason why I don't think they'd ever willfully put him on the field again, because they know if he looks even mildly good, you're going to have that conversation. And I don't...
Well, the kick in the groin is if he goes out there and actually wins games and costs you like the number one pick overall or like a top three pick.
It's got to be on the table, right? He could actually...
I don't think it's possible at this point with him. I think he's too injured, and I think he's too just not good at football anymore. But yeah, if that's on the table, that would... You talk about really, really stinging the team, that would be it.
216-474-0092. Should we try Gary? Do you think Gary is?
I asked for three Watson Warriors, and I don't think Gary is a Watson Warrior, by the way.
Why do you think not?
Because the description there doesn't say anything about him being a Watson Warrior, but I'm curious. If we can get I'm not going to lay down any sort of sentiment that I said, but if we get one, that'll be interesting.
Gary, we don't have a lot of time, buddy. Are you a Watson Warrior?
I can't say yes or no, because no matter what quarterback plays under Stefanski, they'll never shine because you got to play Stefanski way or no way. So he's ran one quarterback out of town. He's gotten one killed. And it's just Stefanski's terrible at calling plays and running quarterbacks.
Who did he get killed?
He got Watson killed twice.
Wow. I don't know if there's like a Sopranos tie-in here that I missed. They got a quarterback whacked. He is from Jersey. Gary, we appreciate you. So he's neither a Watson hater or a Watson
He's from Jersey?
Warrior.
I thought he grew up in Philadelphia. Was he born in Jersey and moved to Philly?
He always says Jersey guys. It's the most puzzling thing because he also talks about WIP.
I thought he grew up in like I thought he went to like a prep school in Philadelphia.
So Stefanski, when he talks about Joe, he's like, just a couple Jersey guys.
Oh, that is very confusing. I got to do some Wikipedia-ing in between. No, born in Philadelphia is what it says. We'll figure it out.
He is a self-professed. He said he's a Jersey guy multiple times.
I think he just say Jersey guy. I don't know why you'd say Jersey guy if he never actually lived in Jersey.
Is he culturally appropriating the Jersey guy lifestyle?
I don't know.
Was he secretly on the Jersey Shore?
He went to St. Joe's Prep in Philadelphia. It's like that's a high Catholic prep high school in Philadelphia.
He was Snooki's boyfriend.
His Wikipedia says born in Philadelphia. Where'd the Jersey thing come from?
He said it. I'm not saying it. He said it.
Is he lying about his own life? Does Kevin Stefanski, while trying to wreck Deshaun Watson, did he forget about his own existence and just Men in Black erased everything? I don't know.
All right, if anybody else has heard Kevin Stefanski refer to himself as a Jersey guy, 216-474-0090. Still waiting on the Watson Warriors. Who would Deshaun start over if healthy? I think it's a smorgasbord of Duke. I think you could just spin that wheel, and it is an evenly distributed wheel of just nothingness.
Imagine if we got to a spot where he got the start over Dylan Gabriel. Think about how bad that would have to be
so
for Dylan
I would take so many victory
Gabriel.
Laps on Dylan Gabriel while also rage tweeting about Deshaun Watson. He can't even beat up Deshaun Watson. Could tomorrow be a big day for Shador fans? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.